Good evening. In the news tonight, Chicago's mayor dismisses his police commissioner. It's World AIDS Day, and New York officials announce new health and prevention initiatives. And the U.S. Defense Secretary says he's expanding U.S. troop presence in Iraq. With these and other stories in New York, I'm Linda Perry, and this is some of the news for Tuesday, December 1st, 2015.
Public trust in the leadership of the department has been shaken and eroded.
Chicago's Mayor Rahm Emanuel dismissed his police chief today.
This morning, I formally asked for his resignation.
The firing follows days of unrest over video footage showing the shooting of black teen Laquan McDonald and the filing of murder charges against a white police officer in the young man's death. Activists and a number of aldermen, particularly members of the Chicago City Council's Black Caucus, have been calling for the resignation of the police commissioner for some time, this due to the city's crime rate and questions of department transparency. Mayor Rahm Emanuel said he was creating a new police accountability task force, but at a news conference today, reporters wanted to know about his resignation. This is what he had to say.
I'm responsible. I don't shirk that responsibility. I have taken certain steps prior to this date. I'm taking steps today. As I told you, this is a work in process in finding a solution. It's not the end of the problem. It's the beginning of the solution towards the problem. I got you, Mariana, the corner of my eye. I got you. Okay, let me try to do this with also integrating France. So I don't know if I could do it on page 10 and repeat the line to you. I said up front, before you even asked a question, I take responsibility, and none of us are above it.
Calling for a task force is unlikely to alleviate repeated calls for Emanuel's firing or to tamp down the Resign Rahm hashtag that has surged on social media in recent days. Roots Action has a petition calling for Emanuel's resignation for keeping the video secret of the death of Laquan McDonald for 13 months. It showed Officer Van Dyke shooting the youth 16 times. Root Action says that for over a year, Chicago Mayor Emanuel didn't correct a cover-up by the Chicago Police Department. It maintained that the youth lunged at the cop with a knife just before he was shot. The video shows this to have been a complete fabrication. The petition is at rootsaction.org. Today at the Apollo Theater, the second annual World AIDS Day celebration to get an AIDS free New York by 2020. The event was hosted by the End AIDS New York 2020 Coalition. It's a partnership of over 60 organizations in conjunction with the New York City Department of Health. City and state officials took the podium. Governor Cuomo.
It has been a long and a hard and a tough 25 years. When HIV/AIDS first started, it was not really a medical crisis. It was worse. It was a social crisis. HIV/AIDS became a lightning rod for stereotyping and for discrimination. It was used to fan the flames of fear and bigotry. It was a looking glass into the soul of society. And individual and collective reactions spoke volumes. Some buildings closed their doors. Some families cast aside loved ones. President Reagan refused to acknowledge the disease for 3 years of his presidency. But then there were those who rose to the occasion, who opened their hearts and opened their minds and reached out to people, like the people who are in this room today.
Cuomo said this is the first year there have been no mother-to-newborn transmissions, but we're not home yet. To end AIDS by 2020, he said the federal government must be involved. The governor said New York State spends $2.5 billion for people with AIDS between health care and housing.
But we need to do more, and we're going to lead the way. I'm going to go to my colleagues in the legislature this January, and I'm going to propose an additional $200 million to fund the programs, health care, and housing for people with AIDS.
Money will go towards expanding affordable housing, making life insurance available for people with AIDS between the ages of 30 and 60 years old, and towards STD clinics. New York City's Mayor de Blasio also made an announcement at the Apollo to increase funding for AIDS prevention and health care programs.
We'll invest $23 million a year, every year, we'll invest $23 million a year to allow nearly 200,000 New York City residents to receive the prevention and health care services they need each and every year. That is our commitment. And as so many of you have been calling for years, let's stop this virus. Let's prevent people from getting it. Let's stop the problem before it happens. Because we have those tools, but we haven't used them enough. So we're going to make sure that prevention efforts reach New Yorkers who are at the highest risk for infection. We'll make sure that these New Yorkers, as well as anyone else who needs our help, can get medication from our city's STD clinics to help prevent infection. Prevent. This is the name of the game.
De Blasio says the city will keep clinics open longer to serve more people and ensure that if someone is newly diagnosed, they will receive the antiretroviral therapy they need. In 2014, about 2,700 New York City residents were newly diagnosed with HIV. It's a historical low. That's a 35% decrease from more than 4,100 new HIV diagnoses back in 2004. Globally, though, there are approximately 37 million people living with HIV. The goal is to get to zero worldwide by the year 2030. WHO and UNAIDS emphasizes that expanding antiretroviral therapy to all people living with HIV is key to ending the AIDS epidemic within a generation. Defense Secretary Ash Carter testified today at the House Armed Services Committee.
We're at war. We're using the might of the finest fighting force the world has ever known.
Carter says the U.S. plans to expand the U.S. presence in Iraq. He'll send additional special operations forces, which he says will help Iraqi and Kurdish forces fight Islamic State militants.
In full coordination with the government of Iraq, we're deploying a specialized expeditionary targeting force to assist Iraqi and Kurdish Peshmerga forces and put even more pressure on ISIL. These special operators will, over time, be able to conduct raids, free hostages, gather intelligence, and capture ISIL leaders. This force will also be in a position to conduct unilateral operations in Syria.
Carter did not offer troop numbers. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton, marking the 60th anniversary of the Montgomery bus boycott, called for an end to an era of mass incarceration in America. She said an estimated 1.5 million black men are missing from their families and communities because of incarceration and premature death. She called for reforms and a new course in how we approach punishment and prison. Clinton's speech falls on the anniversary of Rosa Parks' December 1, 1955, arrest for refusing to give her bus seat to a white passenger. Her arrest sparked the 381-day boycott of Montgomery buses by blacks to protest segregated seating. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.